Before we start, Perek Lamed Zayin, Chapter 37, which is the Tanya for the 12th day of other days, we'll take a glance backwards to how the Alter Rebbe began in Perek Lamed Dalad, Lamed Hey. In Chapter 35, Perek Lamed Hey, the Alter Rebbe began with the question of what is the purpose of the Beinoni, and how are his efforts not a waste, since he will never change the animal soul or transform it or displace it in his lifetime. And to answer this question, the Alter Rebbe quoted the Zohar, where the Zohar says that the nesham, that the body is like a wick, and the revelation of godliness, the Shekhinah, is like the flame to that wick, but in order that the two should be connected, there has to be oil. And what is the oil? The oil are the mitzvahs, the good deeds that a person does. In other words, the mitzvahs in action, the active mitzvah. Then the Alter Rebbe says, why is it that the mitzvah is necessary when a Jew has a godly soul? Let the godly soul be that oil that connects the Shekhinah to the body. So the Alter Rebbe says that the action is what involves the body, whereas the neshama, even in the higher worlds, the neshama does not comprehend, does not grasp godliness, less machshava tvisabe, whereas when a person does the mitzvah is godliness without any concealment at all, and the body is involved in the mitzvah. When the mitzvah is an active mitzvah, and in that way the Shekhinah is connected to the body. And so we have from this a number of degrees, a series of degrees of revelation, of connectedness with the Shekhinah. We have the Shekhinah as it connects with the godly soul, with the Nefesh HaLikis. Then we have the Shekhinah as it connects with the animal soul in the act of the mitzvah. Then we have the Shekhinah connecting to the animal soul in general and to the body in general. And this is a very encompassing general connection, not a specific connection, of the Shekhinah to the body. Now, in concerning connecting the Shekhinah to the body, to the physical world, the Rebbe explains why that is so crucial, how that is the central purpose of creation. And that is because God wants a dwelling place in the lower world, and the lower world means this physical world, the world of action, and therefore connecting the Shekhinah to the action, that brings about the dwelling place, the dira b'tachteinim that God desires. This will be revealed and will be accomplished, achieved, with the coming of Mashiach, and after Tchias HaMesim, when the world will become more godly than the higher worlds. Now, Perek Lamed Zayin. V'hine tachlis ha-shleimus hazeh shel yemeis ha-mashiach u'tchias ha-meisim. This perfection, this dwelling place in the lower world, where the darkness is transformed to light, and the light is greater than the light of the higher worlds, shehu gilui eirein seif baruch hu be'elam hazeh ha-gashmi, which is the godliness that will be revealed in this physical world after Mashiach comes. This is all dependent. It comes as a result of our aveda, of our serving God, for the duration of exile, of the golus. Because this result of the mitzvahs, the reward of the mitzvah, is the mitzvah itself. Unlike getting paid for any other work, the money you get, which is your payment for work, was not created by your work. You plowed the field, or you sewed the garment, or you baked the bread, and you are paid in dollars or in gold for your efforts. So you didn't create the gold. The gold was not created by your work. The work is in one area, and the money comes, the reward comes from someplace else. Whereas with the mitzvahs, the reward is the product, the creation of the mitzvah itself. Ki ba'asi yoso, because in the doing of the mitzvah, mamshicha odom gili eirin sev baruch hu, milmailo lamata. The person draws down godliness from above, below, to the world. Lehislabish begashmias eilam hazeh, so that it is clothed in the physical world, not merely brought down to the world, but into the world, the dova shahayat chila tachas memshelas klipas nega, that object, that physical thing with which the person does the mitzvah, or the part of the body with which the person does the mitzvah, which originally this object was a part of klipa, it was under the in the domain of klipa, and now it becomes godliness. So originally, it belonged to Klipa, Mekabu Chayusa Mimena, and it received its life from Klipa. Sheim Kol Advorim HaTehirim Umutarim Shenasis Bohem HaMitzvah Maisis, which means all the permissible objects, those things that are pure, not unclean, and not forbidden, with which we do mitzvahs. Kegein Klaf HaTfilm, for example, the parchment of the tefillin has to come from a kosher animal. Or mezuzah, the Sefer Torah, and the parchment for the mezuzah and for the Sefer Torah, they all have to come from kosher animals. Or kemay merezal, lehuch shalem lecha shamayim elotaheim umutayim beficha. What is appropriate for the work of heaven? What material can you use to serve God with? Only that which is permissible to eat and which may be used for other things. In other words, that which is not from the totally dark klipa, which would make it prohibited. It would have to come from klipas nega, which means that it is a permissible thing. But from permissible, you have to elevate it to the level of godly. V'chein esrik she'en ne'orlo, mois hatzdoka she'en en gezel ukiyetzibahem. The esrik with which we perform that mitzvah has to be permissible. It can't be from orlo. It can't be from the first 3 years of the tree when the fruits are forbidden. Or money that is given to tzedakah has to be honest money, not money that was stolen. And similarly, with all mitzvahs, the mitzvah has to be performed with that which is permissible, and it has to be elevated to the level of godly. In the note, the Alter Rebbe says that concerning the prohibition of arla, and the stolen money that can't be given to tzedakah, sheha'orlo hi misholish klipis hatmeis legamre, she'en lohem aliyo le'olam, k'meshikosu beitz chayim. Because orlo comes from the totally dark klipa, and can't be elevated out of klipa ever. Which means until Mashiach comes. V'chein kol mitzvah habo ba'aveda chas v'sholem. The same is true with any mitzvah that comes through a sin. That since the sin is from the totally dark klipa, the mitzvah that you perform with it can't elevate it, can't sever it from its chains with which it is chained to unholiness, and therefore the mitzvah, it doesn't count. You can't do a mitzvah in the act of a sin. In the Hayyim Yom, for the 12th of Adar Sheni, of Adar Beis, the Rebbe writes that Onet from Parshas HaKarbonis is the beginning of the chapters dealing with sacrifices is Odom ki yakriv mikem karbon lahashem, a person who will bring from among you a karbon to God. Setoch gedav chtein Odom mikem ki yakriv. And the question is, it should have said Odom mikem, a person from among you who will bring a sacrifice. Why did it say a person who will bring from you a sacrifice? Zog der Alter Rebbe. So the Alter Rebbe says, as Odom ki yakiv. The meaning of the pasuk in Pnimius is like this. Odom ki yakiv. Bichdei az amensh zover nentetz Hashem yizbarich. In order for a person to become closer to God, Odom ki yakiv, a person, in order to get close, if he wants to get close, is mikem korban lahashem. Is fun aichalein dav zayin der karm. So that if he wants to get close to God, he has to bring of himself a karbon. Fun aichalein, from yourself, dav zayin der karm. Makriv zayin, zayin egen behemen. He has to sacrifice his own animal. The sacrifice has to be his animal soul. der Yetzer Hara, was wird angerufen, Nefesh HaBahamis. He has to sacrifice the Yetzer Hara, that in Hasidus is called animal soul.